Task 2. You will hear part of a program. Choose the option A, B or C that best completes the sentences according to what you hear and write it in the corresponding white box. Sentence 0 is an example. Now read the sentences.
We spend over a third of our lives in the office. And the demands of modern working life can often leave us feeling stressed and depleted. So what can we do to create a happy workspace?
The natural world is full of curves, colour, and complexity. And bringing all this into the workplace can have a big impact on our behaviour and our mood.
There are plenty of psychological studies that reveal changes in the body and brain when people view certain colours. These changes can influence our productivity, our creativity, stress levels, and much more. A recent report by Human Spaces showed that two-thirds of people say they feel happier when they walk into bright office environments with yellow and blue and green colours. Think about what energy you want to inject into your workspace and use colour to change the atmosphere.
Biophilia, it's a fancy word with a simple meaning. It's all about the connection we feel with the natural world and helps explain why being around plants and trees and natural light can help us feel a bit better in our daily lives.
Plants can fill and frame a space, making them feel wide and generous. Studies show that bringing in a plant to work can boost your productivity by 15%. Researchers looked at two large commercial offices in the UK and the Netherlands. They found that plants significantly increased workplace satisfaction and self-reported levels of focus. So why not nip down to the garden centre and add some greenery to your desk?
Encouraging innovation isn't easy, and when it comes to buildings, it means doing things very differently. Here at the Francis Crick Institute in London, they've mixed up teams from different disciplines right throughout the building.
The idea is that by bringing together people with different specialities, amazing things can happen. And this is not the only building that's recognised the value of mixing up employees and organisations with different disciplines. Building 20 in MIT was known as the Magical Incubator. Built near Boston in 1942, it housed a whole load of different laboratories, research groups and academic fields. And out of that collision came some of the most groundbreaking developments in science and technology, like the atomic clock, video games, and Noam Chomsky's universal grammar. So if you're struggling to get through the working day, it might be worth redesigning your office with well-being in mind. Because a happy and harmonious workspace isn't something that just happens by accident.
Now, listen again.
We spend over a third of our lives in the office. And the demands of modern working life can often leave us feeling stressed and depleted. So what can we do to create a happy workspace?
The natural world is full of curves, colour, and complexity. And bringing all this into the workplace can have a big impact on our behaviour and our mood.
There are plenty of psychological studies that reveal changes in the body and brain when people view certain colours. These changes can influence our productivity, our creativity, stress levels, and much more. A recent report by Human Spaces showed that two-thirds of people say they feel happier when they walk into bright office environments with yellow, blue and green colours. Now think about what energy you want to inject into your workspace and use colour to change the atmosphere.
Biophilia, it's a fancy word with a simple meaning. It's all about the connection we feel with the natural world and helps explain why being around plants and trees and natural light can help us feel a bit better in our daily lives.
Plants can fill and frame a space, making them feel wide and generous. Studies show that bringing in a plant to work can boost your productivity by 15%. Researchers looked at two large commercial offices in the UK and the Netherlands. They found that plants significantly increased workplace satisfaction and self-reported levels of focus. So why not nip down to the garden centre and add some greenery to your desk?
Encouraging innovation isn't easy, and when it comes to buildings, it means doing things very differently. Here at the Francis Crick Institute in London, they've mixed up teams from different disciplines right throughout the building.
The idea is that by bringing together people with different specialities, amazing things can happen. And this is not the only building that's recognised the value of mixing up employees and organisations with different disciplines. Building 20 in MIT was known as the Magical Incubator. Built near Boston in 1942, it housed a whole load of different laboratories, research groups, and academic fields. And out of that collision came some of the most groundbreaking developments in science and technology, like the atomic clock, video games, and Noam Chomsky's universal grammar. So if you're struggling to get through the working day, it might be worth redesigning your office with well-being in mind. Because a happy and harmonious workspace isn't something that just happens by accident.
This is the end of task 2.